possibly offer some kind of restitution to the victim. I'm KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodily.
All right, let's take you back now live to Philadelphia, where KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is standing by. Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to some Utah delegates there this morning, Paul.
And Brian, Bernie Sanders thanked the delegates from Utah and from five other states for beginning what he says is a political revolution. He spoke about the good things that the country has experienced in the last 7 years. For example, productivity by workers is up. He also got a lot of applause when advocating against the Trans-Pacific Partnership and lashed out at Wall Street. He also says the days after the election are just as important as the days leading up to it. And some Utah delegates say they believe that means the public needs to hold elected officials to the promises they make on the campaign trail. Reporting live in Philadelphia, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
All corruption charges have been dismissed against former Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff. However, former Attorney General John Swallow is still facing similar charges. Longtime prosecutor Kent Morgan says there are concerns about getting a fair trial given the case's publicity.
Picking a jury is going to be very difficult in this case to find a fair jury that doesn't have a preconceived notion when they walk into that courtroom.
In a statement to KSL, Shurtleff says he and his family are, in his words, overjoyed that justice has